Our gospel lesson is found in the gospel according to Matthew. I'll be reading from the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, a friend of mine asked a question on Facebook, and I've been thinking about it ever since. She said, "If you could, what would be the one thing you would want your younger self to know? If you could, what would be the one thing you would want your younger self to know?" Admittedly, there were many answers that popped into my mind, but one of them would be that I would like the younger me to know that I am not invisible. Sometimes it's easy to feel invisible, unheard, unnoticed, unseen, to wonder if our voice matters. Does our opinion count? Does our presence make a difference? But we are not invisible. God sees and knows us. Although we are like a grain of sand on a vast beach, God still knows each one of us by name. We are creations of God's design, uniquely formed and fashioned just as we are. God does not make mistakes. Oh, that we would be able to see each other as God sees us. Oh, that we would be able to honor and celebrate the workmanship of God's creativity in every person on our planet. We are not invisible. God sees and knows us. In the Bible, we read that Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus said that he and the Creator, whom he called Father, are one. Jesus spoke what he heard his Father say. He lived out the will of God, even when it meant allowing himself to be arrested, tortured, and killed on the cross for the sins of the whole world. And when we read the gospel and see what the stories say, we hear over and over again stories where Jesus made sure the people knew that they were known by God, particularly those that felt invisible. People struggling with illnesses, people overwhelmed with hardships, people who everyone would rather not see, people who others would prefer to cast aside or put out. Instead, Jesus ate with those called sinners, touched the sick who everyone considered untouchable, spoke with people who others believed were inherently inferior or unclean or off of less value, welcomed the children when others would have turned them away. He fed the hungry when others would have sent them home starving. He called blessed those whom society believed were cursed because of their circumstances. No one was invisible to Jesus. And when some took offense and became resentful or angry that Jesus was acknowledging those they believe were unworthy of being seen, Jesus let us know that it is the lost that is in need of being found. It is the sick that is in need of a doctor. It is the sinner that is in need of God's grace. No one is invisible to God. God sees and knows us all. I have a friend who would call himself a skeptic in the faith. He doubts a lot of things and about the Christian religion, and he questions everything. But the one thing that draws him to the church and to Jesus is his belief that God knows and loves him. He says if he doesn't know anything else, he knows that. And not the superficial, impersonal shell of a person he presents to the world, but he believes that God knows the real him. The person who has all of these shortcomings and successes, all of these questions and doubts, all of these struggles and faith, this belief draws my friend to Christ because he so wants to know God who knows him so completely. I think that's powerful. In the scriptures, we read that the Holy Spirit testifies to the spirit of those that are in Christ Jesus and lets us know that we belong to God. And as children of God, we are faced on a daily basis with the choice of either living by the flesh and allowing our fears and jealousies and resentments and cravings and greed to drive our actions, but we can choose to live by the Holy Spirit and allow love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control to flow through us as the Spirit becomes the driving force in our lives. Indeed, it is a life-changing. It is life-changing to know God who knows us. That is why baptizing our children, as we will have the honor to do in just a few moments, is such a gift to them. Through their baptism, we acknowledge that even though they don't yet know God, God knows them. And we claim the promises of God who sent his Son, that in Christ we might be forgiven of our sins and have life that is full and eternal. In our children's baptism, we acknowledge that these promises made to us are made to them as well. Therefore, we promise to raise them in the faith so that they too will know the Lord who already knows them. But guess what? None of us here were born knowing this. We learn and grow in our understanding through prayer and study, through worship and service. Our faith walk as disciples of Christ is developed within the gathering of a faith community as together we practice how to forgive and how to show mercy and how to love, how to do justice, and how to live by grace, how to love God and how to love our neighbors. No one is perfect, not even church folk. We learn, we practice, we grow, so that we can go beyond these walls of the church building and be the hands and feet, the heart and voice of Jesus in the world. For we are not meant to simply talk about Jesus. We are meant to be the body of Christ in the world. This is who we are in Christ our Lord. It is not meant to be a secret. It is not meant to be private and something we keep to ourselves. We are meant to help others know the one who already knows us. And so Jesus tells those of us that have been baptized in him, those that are yearning to know Christ more, those that are striving to be more Christ-like in the world, he tells us to go. Go beyond these walls. Go beyond our comfort zones. Go and make disciples of all people from all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything he commanded us. And while we are doing all of that, we are to remember one thing, that he who knows us is with us always, even to the end of the age. My brothers and sisters, be blessed. And know that God, who knows us, loves us, and calls us to share that good news with others. Amen? Amen. Let us pray together. Oh, holy God, we thank you. We thank you for your love and your graciousness, your grace and your mercy, and the kindnesses that you bestow upon us daily. We are grateful, oh God, to be known by you. And pray that more and more, each and every day, you draw us closer to you, that we might know you more. Bless us in that journey. We pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.